Well, I
two of that 590 show coming at you live right now on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger, Matt Rocchio alongside John G. Monty Rudolph behind the dials. But very happy to have in the studio with us Luke Roberts and the neon icon Justin Dier from Dynamo Pro Wrestling. They have an event tomorrow evening. The Riot on the River is tomorrow night at the Loading Dock in Grafton, Illinois. It is $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, with the doors opening at 7 p.m. and the first match underway at 8 p.m. Luke, it's good to see you again. And Justin, very nice meeting you.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
Good. I could tell why they call you the neon icon. You got the shoes that light up. You got the ring that lights up.
You don't forget. Don't forget the shades, Matt. Don't forget the shades either, man.
Oh, okay.
It even moves.
They even move?
Yeah. Fireworks.
Bam. Oh, look at that. That is awesome. That is awesome. So, I mean, like, are you the neon icon? Is that be like a tribute to Deion Sanders?
You got to get right
in front of that microphone
there.
No,
not really. That's my own thing. I
got you.
Trying to find something different that nobody's done before, and I'm like, nobody wrestles in lights, so
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead
there
and
we go.
Outshine
I like that.
My opponent, so I'm gonna go ahead and do that.
So now you are one half though of a tag team, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's the name of the tag team?
We've been trying to figure out names. We're still kind of like switching it up.
I got you.
Yeah, because you know, Neon always like Keon. He always wanted it to be, you know, just you know, me and him, just our names.
Yeah,
but I mean, it could be Neon and Keon. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, Neon and Keon's not bad.
We're still trying to figure out, because we want to change the name, so we trying to figure that out. So
Knee and Key or something like that, shorten it up.
That's Neon and Keon. Keon and Neon.
Niki.
And we do a double team.
Yeah, well, right now you got to look at it right now, though, Justin. I mean, again, you can do pretty much whatever you want when you're sitting here and right here in front of them. For those that don't have an opportunity to see actually here in the studio, Justin Dier is one half of the Dynamo Pro Tag Team Champions. He's got the championship belt right here in front of them.
Yeah, that is a legit belt, too. I mean, that's not something you find in a Cracker Jack box. That is nice.
It smashed a couple people's heads open.
Are there bloodstains anywhere on there? Could you point out, like, this is where I busted this guy open?
You know,
this is where I busted that guy open.
I got to clean it up. I don't want my mind looking all dirty. I like my championship.
Oh, look, we already have a text coming in from the 913. Shout out to all the great guys at Dynamo Pro. Dynamo Pro Wrestling, been a fan for over 2 years, and I always enjoy the show. And you're more than welcome, people out there. You're more than welcome to call in to the Bellman Automotive phone line at 855-282-8255 or text in also at 855-282-8255. Now, Luke, how long have you been with Dynamo Pro? It seems like it's been forever.
Oh, like I said, I've been with Dynamo Pro now almost 8 years. Like I said, when I first started, I was actually just an announcer. That was pretty much my only role. And over time, I've now gone from being an announcer to being a color commentator for when we produced Dynamo Pro DVDs. And I've been the media relations director now for over 2 years. And like I said, Dynamo Pro is the promotion in St. Louis that's really making huge waves. We were talking a few hours ago about last month at the first of the Riot on the River events. It was 10 years to the day that Dynamo Pro Wrestling came into existence. It was a promotion that a lot of wrestling promotions don't make it a year. A lot of promotions don't make it even in their first 2 years. Dynamo Pro has made it 10-plus years.
And that's amazing.
It's one of those where, in this day and age, professional wrestling is, let's say, it's still one of the hottest things on television today. I mean, if you look at the WWE, look at Impact Wrestling or Global Force Wrestling or whatever they're going forward is going to be, or even you look at like things like Ring of Honor, professional wrestling has its niche here, especially with the tradition of professional wrestling in St. Louis, and Dynamo Pro Wrestling has consistently brought the greatest up-and-coming wrestlers who are making their break, wrestlers like Justin Dier and his partner Keon Option, wrestlers like CJ Shine, wrestlers like The Snitch, like the alternative Ozzy Gallagher. There are a lot of wrestlers who've come through Dynamo Pro and have basically moved on to superstardom and have made their name. There's also wrestlers that have come in from an international level. So like I say, with Dynamo Pro, you're going to get everything that you want to experience and more.
Now, Justin, how long have you been wrestling?
I've been wrestling for 3 years now.
For 3 years? Okay. Yeah, what made you decide, what were you watching when you decided, you know what, this is what I want to do for a living?
I was watching Jeff jump off a ladder onto some tables, and I was
Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy, yeah. Okay. And I was like, man, that's crazy. That's insane. like that. My very first match actually watching, it wasn't even the match. It was like the promo match of Stone Cold and the Kane or something like that. And
okay.
It was like having a match against each other, the Rock and Kane, sorry. And they was having a match, and I was like, man, that looks awesome. So I just started watching wrestling since then. But when I really got hooked was seeing all the tag. Like, I love tag team wrestling.
Yeah.
As soon as I started wrestling, I was like, you know what? I want tag titles. I want to do this with somebody.
Sure.
Travel the world with, stuff like that. And every tag team match, like, I just love watching. Jeff and Matt, my two favorite.
The Hardy Boys, yeah.
My favorite wrestlers. So I watched the stuff that they did all the time, and I was just like, man, I got to find my tag partner so I can do what they doing.
Now, where do you go to learn how to do all this? Because, I mean, people will say, you know, hey, in wrestling, it's fake. It's predetermined. It's not fake.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
predetermined. That's
yeah.
the best way to describe it.
No, I hit people.
Yeah. You hit people, and when you fall, and then when you fall and you hit the mat, you hit hard.
Yeah.
And that mat is just a piece of like, you know, basically cloth on plywood. So, I mean, when you hit it, it hurts.
Yeah.
But you gotta learn how to fall. Yeah. So where do you go to learn how to fall like that?
You can go to Dynamo. We do training there.
Okay.
A lot of people can come in, you know. And we help people a lot with it. But I was trained by Harley Race. And he trained
King Harley Race.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I went there, I was like, you know what? Because I didn't know about any other places. Like, if I would have knew it was a Dynamo, man, I would have been there.
Yeah.
But Harley Race, I love Harley Race. Like, and I went there and I wanted to start training. They did like a $50, like you had to pay $50 to do a, you know, training.
Yeah.
So to see if they can will even take you in.
Okay.
So I did that, and Harley Race walked in, and he was like, hit the ropes. So I just started hitting the ropes. He showed me how to hit the ropes. Then he told me to start hitting the ropes. Then he left for like 30 minutes. He told me don't stop until he came back.
And you just kept running?
No, I just kept running. Fast, too. He told, like, I was like, man, I got to show him. Like,
that's
this
a
is what
long
I
time
do.
To be running.
It was a long time.
Yes.
Long time.
And then when he came back after 30 minutes, then what was after that?
I had to do... it was Dead Roach. It's like Superman and Banana, like an ab workout.
Okay.
I had to do like ab workout. He told me to get out the ring. He was like, all right, now get on the floor. And I had to do the ab workouts, and it was killing me.
Wow.
But I was ready too, because I knew what I wanted to do. So I was like, all right, let me get in the best shape that I can get in. So when I come correct. But if you want to learn how to wrestle, you go to places and you just do it. No excuses.
Did you wrestle at all in high school or anything
I
like that?
I did amateur wrestling. Yes.
Okay.
For like 2 years, I did amateur wrestling.
Okay.
I was trying to do every sport, but I knew like I wanted to do wrestling.
Well, one thing you got to talk about with the Dynamo Pro Dojo too. I mean, again, there's one of the things I've stressed to anybody who wants to become a professional wrestler is the idea that you need to go to an accredited school.
Yeah,
the Dynamo
for sure.
Pro Dojo here in the St. Louis area has by far one of the greatest lineages, one of the best pedigrees in all of professional wrestling. I mean, when you sit there and you look at the wrestlers who have been trainers, whether guest trainers or regular trainers at the Dynamo Pro Dojo, you look at wrestlers like Ring of Honor's Delirious, Dingo, who's making his return on Saturday, July 22nd, wrestlers like Davey Richards, Kyle O'Reilly, Mischief, Colt Cabana, Jerry Lynn. I mean, the names that have come through the Dynamo Pro Dojo, either in short-term or long-term, they've come in, and like I said, Dynamo Pro Wrestling has become, like I say, when it comes to the dojo, the best of the best. If you can say, hey, I graduated from the Dynamo Pro Dojo, there's a lot of professional wrestling promotions that immediately kind of do that double take and say, okay, this guy's the real deal. And I mean, again, it's one of those that the Dynamo Pro Dojo's there, and with Keon and Justin, I mean, these guys, I saw this gentleman, he's talking about Matt and Jeff Hardy and how they were kind of like his inspiration for professional wrestling. I remember a match he was fighting for those tag team championships down here at the Ready Room, and the man literally springboarded, grabbed onto the girdering, the supports, the rafters of the building, and wound up eating a drop kick and taking about a 12-foot fall. I seriously thought he was hurt.
Again,
that wasn't necessarily a good day for Mr. Dier, but I mean, again, this man, like I said, I've had the privilege of calling him a lot of names. The man in the air who just don't care, the neon icon, this man right here, every nickname he's got, it's on the level because he can go out there and he can do anything and then some once he gets inside those ropes.
Man.
Now, you and your tag team partner Keon,
mm-hmm.
are you guys heels? Are you faces?
Oh,
or what
faces.
Are you?
We
your faces?
Guys. Yeah.
Don't you kind of this? To me, I think if I'm going to be a professional wrestler,
uh-huh.
I would want to be a heel because it seems like that would be more fun.
Man, I thought that too, and then I was like, I've gotten that opportunity to be a heel somewhere, and then I started doing this, and this helps when you're a good guy.
Yeah, so that's true.
You get.
But
all
I mean,
the,
like, okay, but okay, but you're kind of a flashy guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're a young, good-looking guy. You could go out there, you could be the arrogant wrestler, and just tell everybody that they suck and that they're old and they're fat. I mean, like, that would be kind of fun, don't you think?
It's more fun when you got a person that'll hear that and smack the person across their face. Then that's when they like, okay, I like this.
There's some wrestling circuit in, I think it's in Kentucky, and it's some kind of Appalachian wrestling circuit where this guy is a heel, and his character is he's the progressive liberal. Now I'm not trying to pivot to pivot into politics here on you, but in that area, somebody coming out in a Hillary Clinton T-shirt and lecturing everybody about the environment or whatever. I mean, come on. That has got to be a ton of fun.
It's
a little scary because
sometimes,
I mean, we all know that it's just part of the show, that it's entertainment. But a lot of people, sometimes they kind of get a little confused.
Yeah.
So they may be looking for him after the match is over.
That
thinking that he's pushing some kind of, is that happened to you?
Black Hand Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
No, not to me.
No, there's been a couple instances I can think of in Dynamo Pro Wrestling where some of our wrestlers have actually been followed out to parking lots and things like that. I remember a gentleman that I had the fortune actually kind of taught me how to be a referee many years ago. He actually had a guy wait for him in the parking lot, and he's like, "Hey, I'm doing what I'm here to do," and he pulled a knife on him and tried to stab him.
Oh my god!
That's one of those things, man. When you get in professional wrestling, I mean, everybody says, "Oh, it's flips and it's this and that and whatnot," but the fact is, these men and women both, not just in Dynamo Pro, but across the board, they go out there and they put their lives on the line each and every time.
Yep.
And again, I've seen things like that. I've had to walk people out. I've had to escort people out. I mean, again, there are people who take it a bit too far, but I'll tell you right now, in Dynamo Pro, there's not a man or woman on that roster that you want to mess with because they're trained, they know what they're doing, and then, like I said, they can more than take care of themselves.
Now, what is your finishing move? Because you're kind of a smaller guy, so I can see you being like a high flyer, like to get on the top turnbuckle and do like the Jimmy Superfly Snuka frog splash on top of somebody. Is that what your move is?
I do that, but I do a flip.
Oh, you do a flip. Okay.
Yeah, so it's a 450.
You've seen a lot of guys do the 450. I mean, this man right here.
You are Jeff Hardy. I'm not a huge wrestling fan, but when I was watching it all the time was back in the early 2000s, and that was when the Hardy Boys were at their apex. Jeff and Matt Hardy were doing all that kind of stuff.
This is one of the men. I mean, again, I've seen a lot of wrestlers do things like moonsaults and hurricanranas, and they're like, this man, like his nicknames have said, the man in the air who just don't care. When he does his 450, I mean, it's like poetry. You go up there, and you know that when he takes flight, it's over. It's done. I think in all the times I've called matches for him, I've been an announcer for him, I can't recall anybody who's kicked out of his 450. He is that he's perfected that move so well.
What's the worst injury you've ever had wrestling?
I'm just now coming back from an ACL surgery.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Like, I've been doing shows. Honestly, and it sucked, too, because something happened. I ended up jumping out of the ring, and I did a flip, and I landed, which was good. I hit my opponent, but what I did land, I ended up tearing my ACL and MCL, and it sucked. And I didn't know what was going on, so I was just like, let me walk it off. Like, it's, you know, let me walk it off. And then after a week of walking it off, I was like, yeah, I can't walk. I got to do something.
You see some of these injuries these wrestlers get.
Yeah.
I remember the late Eddie Guerrero. He frog splashed somebody and he hit his elbow.
I saw that, man.
Dislocated his elbow. And then there was one where Triple H, I forgot what he was doing, but he was coming off the ropes and he tore a muscle in his quadricep.
Yeah.
And it was one of the quadriceps that's underneath the top two. He tore that one.
I saw that.
And they were talking about the surgery that he had to go through. And I'm like, you have to love what you're doing. Yeah. I mean, you must absolutely have to love what you're doing in order to put your body through that.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm sure you're making okay money, but you're not making, you know, bleep you Oprah kind of money. So to do all this stuff, you have to love it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm lucky enough to have a gimmick to where, like, I can make money off of. But if you just have, like, a shirt out there or something, it's hard to make money and stuff. And when I did get injured, I'm silly, so I didn't have insurance. So when it did happen, I was like, dang, now what I'm going to do? Now
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and pay for this. And, man, I'm telling you, like, when it got injured, it hurt more after the surgery. And I wish I had that insurance because I had to wait so long afterwards then to get insurance, then to sit down and go to the hospital. So me being silly, I was still out there wrestling. But
you kids out there, you think you're indestructible, and nothing's ever going to happen to you. Yeah, lesson learned,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, dude, that's what I thought. I'm like, I was like, man, I'm invincible. Like, I could jump to one side of the ring.
I have these lectures with these two youngins over here, too, every man. Weekend. Especially this guy right here.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The Adidas
he
cap.
Looked like he like, yeah, okay.
This guy here in the Adidas cap, you should hear some of the things he does on the weekend. I keep lecturing him all the time. Eventually you're going to drop Giamatti.
Yeah,
he just relentless.
Well, one thing, Matt, to talk about professional wrestling, and again, you see a lot of it on WWE and things like that. It's a professional sport, but I mean, again, a lot of people say, oh, well, I can drop an elbow or I can drop a knee or things like that. I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things we're going to talk about later on, we talk about Riot on the River 2 this tomorrow night. A gentleman who was in the tournament, a man by the name of the Wind of Destruction Mikazi, was in the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually wound up breaking his collarbone. And I actually got a chance to see the x-ray, and I'm amazed that it actually didn't put the bone through the top of the shoulder. I mean, it was... I mean, I've seen some brutal stuff. I've seen guys cracked orbital bones, tearing ACLs and MCLs. I remember one back years and years ago where a gentleman jumped off the ropes, and it looked very very reminiscent to Joe Theismann, except it was his ankle, and his foot rolled back up under it. I mean, again, it's one of those where I learned many years ago, it's only 12 pounds of pressure to break a bone.
Yeah.
And again, this guy right here, being the trooper that he is, I mean, he goes out there and gives everything he's got. And like I say, to see him back in the ring at full speed, doing what he does, man. I mean, again, it's a testament to the heart and determination of one half of the Dynamo Pro Tag Champions, Justin Dier.
Luke Roberts said the neon icon, Justin Dier, right now from Dynamo Pro Wrestling in studio with us. They have an event, the Riot on the River, tomorrow night at the Loading Dock in Grafton, Illinois. It is $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, with the doors opening at 7 o'clock and the first match underway at 8. But you will not be wrestling tomorrow night, Justin, because you are recovering from your knee injury, correct?
No, I'm wrestling.
Yeah, well, are wrestling. Yeah, so is this your first match back?
Yeah, no, I've been back, but I had like, but I travel everywhere.
I got you.
And I just like start getting back into it because
one of the things
I gotta do this. I can't sit down for too long.
One of the things that was good about Justin Dier, and I felt very fortunate when the Dynamo Pro Executive Committee came out with the Riot on the River tournament brackets, and seeing Justin Dier come back, he was a part of the tournament and unfortunately lost in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's one of those where he put on a phenomenal matchup. I mean, again, it's one of those that when you get in a ring, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I mean, again, he gave 100% and the crowd was behind him, and he had a huge amount of support. And like I said, I mean, again, this man's not doing too bad for himself. You sit here and you look at having that tag team gold around his waist. I mean,
I still got it. Nobody taking it. It's mine.
What's the end game for Justin Dier? Like, I understand you're very happy right now with Dynamo Pro, but I mean, is the next step like Ring of Honor and then maybe getting into the WWE, or what do you want to do?
I want to go to Japan.
Like, and wrestle in Japan?
I want to wrestle in Japan. I want to, that's one of the reasons why I went to Harley Race, too, because I seen, like, he had the connections with Noah and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And that's if I can go anywhere and be comfortable, I just want to see how it looks. So after that, I'm staying.
If you're going to be a sumo wrestler, I mean, you're going to put on some more pounds. and thankfully, you're talking to the right guy. I can tell you how to do
some
that.
Big dudes, but I wrestle big dudes. I move out the way, flip, all of that. Get out of my way. And I still win.
It's one of those when you sit there and look at it. I mean, again, it's the epitome of this man right here. He can get on his bike and ride. I've seen him wrestle guys 6'6", 6'7", 350 pounds. There's a couple guys on the Dynamo Pro roster who are smaller than him, and I've seen him go step for step. I mean, this man right here, you tell him, hey, you're going to be wrestling a guy twice your size, doesn't faze this man at all. He'll go out there, and he'll show you exactly what it is to be the neon icon.
You see former wrestlers like CM Punk and Brock Lesnar venture into MMA and the UFC. Any interest in doing anything like that? Or, hey, you know what? That stuff hurts for real.
No, I did it. I also did that. Honestly, I was looking for wrestling. And it was a guy that was like, yeah, man, I could take you to go wrestle. You can learn how to wrestle this, that, the other. And I was like, cool, finally I found somebody.
Sure.
And I ended up going in the gym, and it was a jiu-jitsu gym. So after that, like, but they taught everything. So after that, I was doing the MMA thing. But I knew I wanted to do the wrestling thing.
Because I'll
be beating somebody up. And then I'm just in the moment, and I put my hands up like, being all gloaty and stuff. And that can switch in an instant, just like in wrestling.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you know what? I want to go into the business of wrestling so I can flaunt when I want to. I can do whatever I want to.
Absolutely. And then you see someone like The Rock.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, just – started out as a wrestler. And I mean, not the dynamic personality either, because I remember when he was just basically kind of like, I want to say an underling, but I mean, he wasn't very big when he first started out, and then just grew and grew and grew. And now he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood, and, you know, getting movies done left and right. Sexiest Man Alive voted on by People Magazine, and he's even thinking about running for president, which I think is a bad idea. But
that was real.
I don't know if it's real or not. You can never tell.
I was like, I know. Yeah, you can never tell.
Hey, we got a reality show guy in the office now. I mean, anything's possible. Yeah. But I mean, when you see someone like The Rock, is that someone you're like, you mean, adventuring into other things like acting, television, something like that? Because I mean, you can only wrestle for so long.
Yeah. I don't know. I love wrestling too much. I know I got some years before I like decide to hang it up, but I want to start my own business one day. So I think that's the one thing that I'm going to do. Yeah, but as far as like movies or something, I don't know. I just want to wrestle.
Honest, I can see a little light bulb going on his head, but this man right here, he's got a very bright, no pun intended, future ahead of him. I mean, again,
are they brighter than his shoes? Like, where do you get the shoes like that, man?
And I'm making these now.
Are you making those?
Dude, I'm man, trying you to start
and
a business.
You and LeVar Ball, man. Maybe they get hooked up with him.
Yeah, just say. If you go buy it, I'll give it to you.
You know one thing with this man right here, and I mean, again, you think this is there. I mean, again, I've seen this man walk out to the ring with the sunglasses. He's got a lot of times he'll wear kick pads, and he's got neon lights in the kick pads. Like I said, this man, when it comes down to it, the neon icon is not just a catchphrase. This is Justin Deere. This is what it is to be him, to be a part of Dynamo Pro, to be a professional wrestler. Like I said, you can see here, and he the necklace, the wristbands,
everything.
That's why they call him the Neon Icon. He's got that whole thing is him. And you, again, when he comes Dynamo Pro, you hear the word Neon Icon. Yep. This is the man you're going to be
looking
for.
The show.
We have a text coming in from a 314. What is Justin's favorite match to date?
Oh, my favorite match was Shelton Benjamin and Shawn Michaels. I was just watching it as a kid, and I was like, you know what? We already know Shelton Benjamin not finna win this match. That's what I was thinking in my head. But, like, going. He was doing everything he possibly could to win. Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. He's about to win this match.
He's about to beat the Heartbreak Kid.
Man, until he did a springboard off the top rope and got super kicked. And I was like, dang.
What about the one that you have been in? What is your favorite one?
My favorite one. My favorite one was I was in Texas, and it was the outside, you know, it was outside, and then it started raining. So the ring turned into a slip and slide.
Okay.
So we was like the first match, and they wanted to do like I was going like how we were saying the slimo wrestler. I was going against a really big dude. And we went in there and he fell. And once he fell, we just started going. It was one of my favorite matches. We were sliding in the chairs, jumping off of stuff. Man, it was crazy. That's my funnest match to date.
Luke Roberts and the Neon Icon, Justin Deere from Dynamo Pro Wrestling. Their event, The Riot on the River, is tomorrow night at the Loading Dock in Grafton, Illinois. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 12 and under. The doors open at 7 o'clock. The first match underway, 8 o'clock. Gentlemen, I wish you nothing but luck tomorrow night and going forward. Luke, it's good seeing you again. And Justin, nice meeting you, and I wish you nothing but success with your career.
Take care of that knee.
Thank you for having us, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us, man.
Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to go to Take On Me, do a little Take On Me for the final half hour of the program. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.